Welcome to your five for today. As technology advances, we hear a lot these days about artificial intelligence, or AI. This has produced serious amounts of fear in many people, with the thought that machines could take over the planet. Yet it also means that the people behind AI have the ability to program the technology in certain ways. This can have massive influence on societal thinking and could be very influential. Google is a major player as a worldwide information provider. It is a company that is worth $1.7 trillion and controls around 90% of all global internet searches for information. In 2024, it introduced the hotly anticipated new chat box named Gemini. Incredibly, it became a laughing stock, as it was incapable of image generating without the contemporary woke-style gender and racial diversity expectations. It proved impossible to depict historical figures correctly. So it turned up Nazi-clad people who were black or Asian, the founding fathers of America as both black and women, and popes as females. Yet asked to generate the image of a white scientist, it was unable or wouldn't do it. Perhaps even worse in terms of bias was the text generator, as for example it praised essays in favour of abortion, but not against. The Holocaust was unreservedly condemned, but it was not the same with the huge loss of life under Stalin or Mao. Amid much mockery on social media, Google hastily shut down the image generator. It has been said that Google was set up initially to be a conduit for the unbiased dissemination of information, but had now crossed the boundary into attempting to influence those who use its search engines in certain directions. We know that social media is here to stay, and we can't turn the clock back to the days of pre-digital information. Yet we can be careful how we obtain information, and more importantly, how we process it. We need to be sure of facts and to gain evidence for what is said, and not allow ourselves to be swayed by simplistic opinions, slogans, and propaganda. We also know that we live in an age of disinformation and fake news. We have a great deal of difficulty discerning the false from the true, from what is trustworthy and what is simply wrong. We find this to be a problem in the political world, where there seem to be regimes which want to undermine the integrity of elections and who want to influence voting patterns in certain ways. We also find this in the religious world, and we need to be so careful. Thankfully, we have a control in the system which we can always refer to at any time. That control is God's revelation, and is contained in 66 books brought together in one volume known as the Holy Bible. It is a remarkable document with essential information about knowing who we are, what we are like, and who God is, and how we can know him through Jesus Christ. It is the document that gives us clear information about our origins and also about how we can face the future with confidence and look forward to the glory of heaven. What pleases God is simply our faith and trust in Jesus, and to know him as our Saviour is to enjoy salvation and eternal life. May that be our blessing. Thank you for listening.